Well, thank you for your prayers, and we look forward to a little different church service than this morning. I mean, this morning was full and active and a blessing. So this afternoon will be a little bit different, but again, just appreciate your prayers, and as we look to His holy word and what He has to tell us, say to us. Let's read out of the book of Proverbs. And chapter 23. Proverbs chapter 23. So let's start reading at verse 1. Proverbs chapter 23, verse 1. Sometimes I feel like I should give a word of encouragement to my audience. Just how important this is. Is that even necessary? Is it even necessary to talk about how important this is? I really probably shouldn't have to. I'm just reminded of in Proverbs 8, so good. It talks about, I esteem the words of... No. That's in Job. Where he says that... Eight ten, receive or choose my instruction and not silver, and knowledge rather than choice gold. For wisdom is better than rubies, and all things that can may be desired are not to be compared to it. So I think of that. I kind of want to get a mindset that this is God's word, that this is God speaking, and He says what He means, and He means what He says, and it's just so good for us. We met with a family over last week. This past week for outreach week, So it was not Wednesday. We did not meet on Wednesday. We met on Thursday, and we went out to dinner with this family. And I had a couple of these kids in school. But anyway, we gave the mom and dad a Bible, and they've got three young kids, and three young boys. And so we gave him a Bible, and I said one of the more important things you can do is read a proverb a day. So I gave this Bible to him, and I said, you know, if you could read a proverb a day, and they were very gracious in it, and I was thankful for our relationship. But you know, on the 23rd day, you could read Proverbs 23, and I think of Proverbs 23. I think of a few verses in here that, as we read, as far as parenting, are just really important. So, did I even need to say that? Do you need a little background? Sometimes background's good, I'm telling you. You know, sometimes it's good. Just a little, you know, encouragement. Just to be intense. I kind of feel like I feel like a coach, you know. Let's get this team ready, you know, because, you know, this is important. You know, this is an important time. Or get a runner ready, or, you know, whatever you want to do. Get students ready. You know, you got to get students ready. Come on, wake up. Let's go, you know. And I can't do that anymore. Man, I had a whole week of I'm going in through withdrawal since I'm not teaching anymore. So, you know, that's what I'd be doing. Come on, let's go. Eyes up here. Let's go. This is important. This is important stuff. Yeah, we do it at school. Let's don't do it at church. I mean, this is so much more than school, in a sense. I mean, this is. It's God speaking. Why don't we, you know, so anyway, forgive me. It's just kind of the way I am. Okay, verse 1, back to verse 1. When thou sittest to eat with a ruler, consider diligently what is set before thee, and put a knife to thy throat, if thou be a man given to appetite. Be not desirous of his dainties, for they are deceitful meat. Labor not to be rich. Cease from thine own wisdom. Wilt thou set thine eyes upon that which is not? For riches certainly make themselves wings. They fly away as an eagle toward heaven. Eat thou not the bread of him that hath an evil eye, neither desire thou his dainty meats. For as he thinketh in his heart, so is he. Eat and drink, saith he to thee, but his heart is not with thee. The morsel which thou hast eaten shalt thou vomit up, and lose thy sweet words. Speak not to the ears of a fool, for he will despise the wisdom of thy words. Remove not the old landmark, and enter not into the field of the fatherless. For their Redeemer is mighty. He shall plead their cause with thee. Apply thy heart unto instruction, and thine ears unto the words of knowledge. Withhold not correction from a child, for if thou beatest him with a rod, he shall not die. Thou shalt beat him with a rod, and deliver his soul from hell. My son, if thine heart be wise, my heart shall rejoice, even mine. Yea, my reins shall rejoice when thy lips speak right things. Let not thine heart envy sinners, but be thou in the fear of the Lord all the day long. For surely there is an end, and thine expectation shall not be cut off. Hear thou, my son, and be wise, and guide thy heart in the way. Be not among winebibbers, among riotous eaters of the flesh. For the drunkard and the glutton shall come to poverty, and drowsiness shall clothe a man with rags. Hearken unto thy father that begat thee, and despise not thy mother when she is old. Buy the truth, and sell it not. Also wisdom and instruction and understanding. The father of the righteous shall greatly rejoice. He that begetteth a wise child shall have joy of him. Thy father and thy mother shall be glad, and she that bare thee shall rejoice. My son, give me thine heart, and let thine eyes observe my ways. For a whore is a deep ditch, and a strange woman is a narrow pit. She lieth in wait as for a prey, and increaseth the transgressors among men. Who hath woe? Who hath sorrow? Who hath contentions? Who hath babbling? Who hath wounds without cause? Who hath redness of eyes? They that tarry long at the wine, they that go to seek mixed wine. Look not thou upon the wine when it is red, when it giveth its color in the cup, when it moveth itself aright. At the last it biteth like a serpent and stingeth like an adder. Thine eyes shall behold strange women, and thy heart shall utter perverse things. Yea, thou shalt be as he that lieth down in the midst of the sea, or he that lieth upon the top of the mast. They have stricken me, shalt thou say, and I was not sick. They have beaten me, and I felt it not. When shall I awake? I will seek it yet again. Proverbs 23, just loaded with wisdom. Let's sing a hymn together. How about 137? Our love shall not diminish. Hymn number 137. Kneel and pray together. Father, it's a privilege to kneel before Thee in prayer this afternoon. And Father, thanks for a good morning and a busy morning. And Lord, we thank Thee for children. We know that children are a gift of the Lord. The fruit of the womb is His reward. And happy is the man that has his quiver full of them. And he shall not be ashamed, but shall speak with the enemies at the gate. So, Father, we thank Thee for our children and our grandchildren. And Father, we are grateful for this morning, that the service this morning. And, Father, again, a little different feel this afternoon. And yet, Lord, it's not so much the time of worship. It's more the heart of worship. And so, Lord, our heart worship Thee this morning and is worshiping Thee this afternoon. And Lord, we thank Thee that even as Scripture says, that be still and know that I am God. And Father, there's a time for everything under the sun, a time to be busy and a time to be still. It's not what the Scripture says, but the principle's there, Lord. And we thank Thee for this time this afternoon, to be still and know that Thou art God. And Father, we thank Thee for the truth of Thy word. We thank Thee for recording it for us. And Father, we do want to realize it's more important than silver and more important than gold, and nothing that we can desire can compare to it. So Father, help us to really take the Thy truth seriously. And Lord, we pray for even the New Testament as we read in the New Testament. Lord, bless our time together. And we pray that Thou would provide fruit from our hearts, Lord, and then bless the word as we read it together, but not so much the reading, but then the application and the doing of what we are reading. Bless those in Sunday school and bless the activities of this day. And Father, we think of Bill Bradford and Junior, and we just want to continue to pray for him and his continued healing, and his wife Brandy and Gibson also. Bless them, Lord, and keep them in thy care, and strengthen and heal and provide peace and comfort and direction, Lord, as only thy Spirit can do. So we invite thy Spirit to be our teacher and to be our encourager this afternoon, and we just commit our time to thee and pray that thy will be done. In Jesus' name, amen. Okay, let's read out of Matthew. Let's read out of chapter 12, Matthew chapter 12. Let's start at verse 38. We'll read the last half of the chapter, Matthew 12, starting at verse 38. Then certain of the scribes and of the Pharisees answered, saying, Master, we would see a sign from thee. But he answered and said unto them, An evil and adulterous generation seeketh after a sign, and there shall no sign be given it, but the sign of the prophet Jonas. For as Jonas was 3 days and three nights in the whale's belly, so shall the Son of Man be 3 days and three nights in the heart of the earth. The men of Nineveh shall rise in judgment with this generation and shall condemn it, because they repented at the preaching of Jonas. And behold, a greater than Jonas is here. The queen of the south shall rise up in the judgment with this generation and shall condemn it. For she came from the uttermost part of the earth to hear the wisdom of Solomon, and behold, a greater than Solomon is here. When the unclean spirit is gone out of a man, he walketh through dry places, seeking rest, and finding none. Then he saith, I will return into my house from whence I came. And when he is come, he findeth it empty, swept, and garnished. Then goeth he, and taketh with himself seven other spirits more wicked than himself, and they enter in and dwell there. And the last state of that man is worse than the first. Even so shall it be also unto this wicked generation. While he yet talked to the people, behold, his mother and his brethren stood without, desiring to speak with him. And one said unto him, Behold, thy mother and thy brethren stand without, desiring to speak with thee. But he answered and said unto him that told him, Who is my mother, and who are my brethren? And he stretched forth his hand toward the disciples and said, Behold, my mother and my brethren. For whosoever shall do the will of my Father, which is in heaven, the same is my brother and sister and mother. Well, a lot of good teaching as we read Proverbs, we read out of Matthew, and think about application. You know, we think, what does it say? What does it mean? And then how does it apply? And it's such a privilege. You know, this Jesus says, Who is my mother? And who, verse 48. Jesus answered, talking to these people at the end of this chapter. Who is my mother and who are my brethren? And then he stretched forth his hands. He says, there they are. You know, and it could, he could stretch forth his hand to us, each one of us. He says, this is my family here. And whosoever shall do the will of my Father which is in heaven, the same is my brother and sister and mother and part of the family. And you know, it's such a privilege, isn't it, to be part of the family of God. I mean, to be able to call God our Father. I mean, that's such a privilege. You know, that we have that relationship. And you know, let's just talk a few minutes about our Heavenly Father, and then we'll go to Proverbs and talk a little bit possibly about our earthly father here too. But you know Jesus says when you pray our Father, you know. And I don't know why I guess he wouldn't put my, I sometimes like say my Father, you know, but really it's our Father, isn't it? I mean, it's our Father which are in heaven. So what's your dad, I don't like that word, not in this context. So what's your father like? Could you tell me about your father? Describe your father for me. So if I'd asked my dad, who's gone to his reward, I said, Dad, how you doing today? He says, I'm doing good for what's left. I love that saying. I'm pretty good for what's left. And he'd also say, you know, just right for today. How you doing, Dad? I'm just right for today. And I thought that was a pretty good saying, too. You know, just for today, he's just right. And he'd say, oh, no brain, no pain. How you doing today, Dad? No brain, no pain. So anyway, that was my dad. And he was a good man. Now, and we're talking about our father now. Tell me about. And I, you know, I don't know. How do you get to know your father? Well, if you'd asked me that, I'd say my favorite. And I've talked about this before, but just kind of this would be a review. Let's go to Matthew, just turn back to Matthew 5, because it tells us so much about our, you know, our Father in just a few short verses. And I tell you, I love my Father. I love our Father. Our Father. I mean, it just, you know, and we're not going to, we'll just do a short period of time. Let's start at verse 48 and then we'll back up. 5:48. Be ye therefore perfect. You think, well, what does the word perfect mean? It just means grown up. It just means mature. It means, you know, you can, it's translated, that Greek word's translated different ways, but it means full grown or of full maturity. You know, you're not a baby. You know, you're not a teenager. You're grown up. Be therefore grown up. Be mature, even as your Father, which is in heaven, is perfect. And so we want to be like our Father in heaven. So, one clue is go back to 5:9. Blessed, happy, spiritually content are the peacemakers, for they shall be called the children of God. Now, I really like that, because that's really a beautiful description of a person, a peacemaker. And you've heard me say this many times before to the kids at school, you know, any of you guys can be a troublemaker. Any of you can be a troublemaker. But you know who I really like? You know who really makes me happy? If I look out and I see you kids, somebody that makes me happy is a peacemaker. Somebody that makes peace. I mean, think about that in your family. If your oldest child's a peacemaker, doesn't that make life a lot better for your family? How about the second born? If your second born's a peacemaker, doesn't that make life a lot better for your family? Or third born, or fourth born, or fifth. It doesn't matter. But you love those peacemakers. They're children, and it's, you know, it's like a child of God. You know? And so I see that, and I say, I want to be like that. I want, you know, and I like that. And that makes me happy. Did you catch that in Proverbs 23? That makes me happy. And compliment your children. You know, I was complimenting Brielle all over the place yesterday. Because she can be just a little bit... Edie, what word would I use? She's a grandchild. She can be just a little bit on the edge at times. Just a little bit. Great kid. I mean, a great kid. I love her to death. But she can just be a little bit on the edge. And so they went to go swimming yesterday. And she says, I don't, you know, she says, but Kaylee can't come with me. Kaylee is her older sister. I want Kaylee to come. I feel sad for Kaylee. I said, Brielle. I just said, Brielle, that is so outstanding. Brielle, that makes, I don't think I used that quite the words. You know, that makes me really happy. I don't think I quite said that, but that's what I was saying to her. I said, Brielle, I can't believe you're doing that. You know, you could, you know, you're thinking of her. You're like a peacemaker. It just was so good to hear. You know, blessed peacemaker. They're children of God. God's children want to be peacemakers. What else does God's children want to do? I said 5 minutes. How long am I going? Here, go to 5:43. We're going to learn about our Father. This is just so good. Ye have heard that it hath been said by them all the time, thou shalt love thy neighbor and hate thine enemy. But I say unto you, Jesus says, I'm going to tell you something new. But I say unto you, love your enemies. Bless them that curse you. Do good to them that hate you. And pray for them which despitefully use you and persecute you, that ye may be the children of your Father which is in heaven. That's amazing. Isn't that? To be that kind of a person. And I'm not saying, I guarantee I'm not that way many times. But I want to be that way. I want to be a child of my Father. Our Father in heaven is looking down, and he's looking at our children. I mean, he's looking across the world today. And what does he say that his children that would be like? Verse 44, love your enemies. Love your enemies. Bless them which curse you. Do good to them that hate you. And pray for them which despitefully use you and persecute you. That's part of being part of God's family. There's one situation at school, and I've shared this before. I apologize for all the you people who have been here for as long as the Leakleys have. Sandy remembers all these stories. I'm sorry, Sandy. But they're good application. They're good for me to think about. But I say, and you know, there was a teacher at school that I had just, you know, she didn't like me. She just did not like me. Can you ever tell? They ever tell that from somebody? That they just don't like you? I mean, you know. Boy, God, you know. Perry Klugenstein once told me, you know, just wise sayings. He said, you know, if you don't like somebody, they'll know it. They know it. Other people will know it if you don't like them. So God, help us to like other people. You know, even like them. You know, like them. Love your enemies. Love your enemies. But anyway, it was tough. So this verse really encouraged me. I wanted to bless them. Whenever I got that bad thought about this person, I tried to change it. When I get that bad thought about this person, I try to change it. What does Proverbs 23:7 say? You can put your finger back there, or put your finger in Matthew and 23:7. It's a key. For as he thinketh in his heart, so is he. You think in your heart. You say, I don't like her. I do not like that teacher. That's going to come out. I don't like her. You got to change that. I had to change that. I had to try to change it. I had to try to think positive. There were some things I didn't like, But there were some things that this teacher did awesome. She was awesome in certain ways. I had to think about that. I tried to think about that when it came up. That crazy old, try to change it. That crazy, try to change it. And that's what that means. That's being a part of the family. That's what the family of God does, I think. That you may be children of your Father. You love them. You bless them in your mind. You bless them. You do good to them. And so a couple times there, I tried to make opportunity to do good. You know, I thought, it does work. And it changed our relationship. It really did. It took time. Didn't happen immediately. But this is so true. And, you know, there's probably been times, you know, the times where I blow it more often than not is probably, you know, sometimes with your family. You don't get, you know, you're not that way, are you? You're not as tolerant sometimes with your family. You get more impatient sometimes with your family or with your wife. You know, sometimes you get a little more impatient. You don't bless them. You don't do good. You get, you know, you can go sour on that. So this is really good. Okay, now let's keep reading. Now, what's your father like? For he, look at verse 44. See, it says for he, right in the middle of verse. For he, that's your father. For your father maketh his son. I like that. It's his son. Did you see the sun yesterday morning coming up? Ask Edie. She's got it on her phone. I mean, it was a beautiful sunrise. We were driving up to the Gateway Wood Sale. A beautiful sun. It's his son. It's God's son. It's our father's son. I just think that's really cool. Because the sun is really neat. I mean, it's an amazing thing. How many, it's going to burn for 5 billion more years. It's amazing. The sun amazes me. It came up and just was an orange ball. The picture wasn't very good. It didn't do it justice. And then we were driving home, guess where the sun was? Setting over here, a beautiful orange ball. His sun. That is his, I'm not talking about S-O-N, I'm talking about S-U-N. S-U-N, it was beautiful. I loved it. And look what our Father does. That ye may be he maketh his sun to rise on the evil and on the good. You know, that's our God. He makes it rise on the evil. He makes it rise on the good. And sendeth rain on the just and on the unjust. Thank you, Father, for doing that. And then verse 46. If ye love them which love you. See, God loves everybody. He loves them that love him. What reward have ye? Do not even the publicans the same? And if ye salute your brethren only, what do you more than others? Do not even the publicans so? But, you know, our Father causes that sun to rise on the just and on the unjust, on the evil and on the good. And he will judge someday. But I love my Father's attitude toward people. For God so loved the world. I mean, it just, I like that. See if I can find one more and we'll be done with that. Powerful verse. It's in 6, Luke 6. Yes, Luke 6, verse 35. It's another way that Jesus said this. Luke 6, 35. Look at it. 35 and 36. And if ye love your enemy, but love your enemy, love ye your enemies, and do good, and lend, hoping for nothing again. And your reward shall be great, and ye shall be the children of the highest. It's what he said in Matthew, saying it just a different way. For he is kind, this is our Father in heaven, he is kind to the unthankful and to the evil. He, our Father, is kind to the unthankful and to the evil. That's the character of our Father. And then verse 36, be ye therefore merciful as your Father in heaven is merciful. So we're part of that family. I'm excited. You know, when we think about that, we think, here's part of the family. You know, it's just our family. And that really helps my perspective and makes me very, very thankful. What's that song? Should we break out in that song? I'm so glad I'm a part of the family of God. Some of you know that, don't you? How's it go? I don't know how else it goes, but it's a cool song. Some of you could sing it. You're breaking out right now in your mind. I'm so glad I'm a part of the family of God. Boy, that's an old one. Okay, 23. Let's go to 23, and we'll look at maybe just a minute or two, and we'll be done. But 23, there's just lots of good truths. What I was saying is in verse 23:15, my son, my children, if thine heart be wise, my heart shall rejoice, even mine. My innermost being, my reins will rejoice when your lips speak what is right. But anyway, you know, just and then couple that with 24. The father of the righteous shall greatly rejoice. He that begatteth a wise child shall have joy in him. You know, and to tell your children, I mean, there's lots of other passages in here that are good, but tell your children, tell them thank you. You know, right now we have no one in here, but you whisper to your kids. Just whisper to your kids, but you're really being good today. You're really being a good, thanks for being so good at church. You just whisper to them 10 minutes in the thing. You are really being good. Thank you. Thank you so much for sitting here quietly. I'm talking about like in maybe the morning service or sometime like that. Just compliment them. You know, man, you were really good. At the end of the service, you know, I complimented Adley. I mean, she was really good this morning. And I complimented. I said, Adley, you did a good job. Thank you for being good this morning at church. And lots of the rest of the kids did. I mean, you know, they were good. You know, tell them, the father of the righteous shall greatly rejoice. You know, you greatly rejoice. You make my heart glad. And just share that. Okay, I think that's plenty. And nobody's going to follow up. We'll get done. Is that's enough. But this is really good. This is good stuff. So, let's sing a hymn, and then one of you pray.
Dear Father, we thank you for this time we can come worship you, this time we can come and rejoice in being your children. We thank you that we can call you Father. God, we thank you for the price you paid with your Son's blood to just adopt us as your sons and daughters, Lord. We thank you for your word, the truth that you preserved as we've heard today. Lord, I pray that we would remember what you've given us in your word, that your word is truth and you sanctify us through your truth, Lord. We thank you for the examples in Scripture, the Proverbs, the practical wisdom, Lord. I pray that we would just seek the wisdom from you, and that we know that if we ask it of you, you will give it to us. So we pray, God, that you would just give each of us wisdom from your word, but wisdom from you. And we just thank you for that. We thank you for the truths that we heard, Lord. We thank you that you're our Father, that you're our Shepherd, that you watch over us, you love us. I pray that we would just seek to tell others about you and just share that with our children, our friends, our family. God, we just thank you for today. We thank you for all that you've done. And Lord, just give us your Holy Spirit. Help us to just be filled with your Spirit, to not quench the Spirit, so that we can become more like you, so that we can become perfect, we can become mature in our faith, but only through you, and we want to give you the glory for it. So just, God, walk with us the rest of this week, the rest of this day. Lord, help us to just love others and not just love those that love us back, but Lord, just love those that may not like us, and Lord, just remember that you love those that spit on you, and you died for those that crucified you, Father. So thank you for your truth, and I pray that we would just continue to be open, that we would take it with us every day, that it would not be something that we'd leave here today, but that we would just continue to take your word with us every day. We thank you for it. We thank you for all you've done for us, Father, and we pray it all in your Son's name. Amen.